Okay, so-called Dirty Santa, I'm gonna call it cockroach. Cockroach. And we're not a, we're not a ankle biters. We're the lion circling around him now because we're tired of him. People have been patient and compassionate with this so-called monk. He came around. Crap on OG MGTOWs like Barbarossa Stardust. Then I called him out, so he backtracked it. Now he has crap on them again. So he's flip-flopping. And he has met, he's using some of the stuff I said, keeping them down. I said that, keeping them poor. So he's using my ideas against us. Like, come on. Like, I already made a video about that. This clown. He's a liar. He says he's an honest person. If he's an honest person, why do people think he's a liar then? Lazarus is a grifter? If he's a grifter, then how come he's not uploading videos every week? At least every week then. How come? He's lucky to at best, he's uploading videos once a month, usually once a month. Other than the live stream, white paper. Do you know what white paper is? Man. Now you're using leftist tactics, sir. You are. You want to destroy men's lives. You want to destroy my life. You call up Blackmore. He said NBTICH. And you get upset when they spawn. You're afraid to die. So you upload a video. Schedule it. And you think you have balls. I'm not sick. I don't have the cold. I feel better than ever. I'm happy. I'm laughing by myself. Really? Food tastes better. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the orange. Wow. Oranges taste better. Spaghetti tastes better. Apple tastes better. I removed the, processed sugar and stopped eating meat. I failed once, but I admitted that. My life is improving. It's not perfect. Still in pain, a little on and off. I'm still laughing. Not at people's expense. I'm not laughing at people on online. I just, well, somebody I've been communicating telepathically, so. Yep. Telepathic communication. The only thing I can't do is, I can't hear this person, that's all. You don't know anything, sir. You know nothing, really. You hate on women. You wish them death. Now, like, you have more problems than I do. I'm a loner. I don't used to, when I was a kid, like, I don't get along with folks, but. You're worse than me, pal. Lazarus is not a grifter. If he was a grifter, he would try to get men angry like you and TFM. You people have men angry to make money. You bragged about getting car payments, rent payments. I highly doubt, Lazarus sold, thousands of books. Highly doubt. He don't, even if, like, okay, how many subscribers does he have? How many books have he sold? If he was a grifter, he'd be making videos at least every week. He's not even making video. He's lucky to make. Sometimes you don't upload videos for several months, dude. You call him a grifter. Do you know the meaning of grifter? Do you live with your mother? Like it sounds like, I'm speculating. Sounds like you live with your mother. Does she breastfeed you? Does she breastfeed you, pal? You lie about Alaska. We had conflict. We have disagreement. But one thing we have in common is we love men. He's against marriage. I'm pro-marriage. But I don't use MGTOW to build up my channel and then turn, you know, then be pro-marriage. I don't do that. If I changed my mind, I had a large YouTube channel, I would just delete it then. And that's just set up fresh so nobody can accuse me of that. There will always be men and boys when they're old enough. They're going to deal with women. Whether you like it or not, they're going to do that. And they're going to do the same thing unless somebody, you know, comes around and teaches them and do something different. It's better than doing the same thing. It has to start with the boys. I said that. It has to start with the boys. That's the way, only way we're going to save men. When start them young. That's why I want to start a boys-only school. I want to do that. Where all races are boys. All races. Not just, you know, Asian or just white. All races. There be strict rules. If they don't follow the rules, they get 3 warnings or whatever. And they don't follow it, then they get kicked out. They get banned for life. Because if I don't do that, then it could cause problems. It's going to be male-only teachers because we need men. We need men to teach boys. You, sir, you're using the money for comments in the future. I'll put my own money that I make, whether it be online teaching men or some business. I'll put my own money. Then the rest of the money, I don't think the government's going to help us. So we need maybe companies, some donations from regular people. That's how it is. It'll be non-profit. I don't want to make money off that. I don't. Or little profit. I mean, something. But I don't want to. You know, if I can make money somewhere else, it'll be non-profit. I have a goal, actual goal. You, sir, just want to complain with women. You're obsessed with women. You hate women. You hate porn stars. Women are not the problem, sir. You are. I focus on narcissists. I said that, and I do research, and guess what? I attract these people. You already existed. If you focus on women all the time, you're going to be miserable. You said walk away, sir. You said walk away if it's too much for you. I have the clip. So what are you going to say now? Huh? What about the racism? I have the clip now. What are you going to say now? You going to apologize? Are you going to apologize? Cockroach. You're a cockroach. Why are you a cockroach? You come in here and infest a shit on MGTOW. Shit on MGTOW. You shit on the philosophy. Then what you do, sir? Then you're complaining. You're a cockroach. You're not dirty, Santa. You're a cockroach. You're dirty. You're going to, you know, you cronies, you're going to be squeezed out. Nobody, I never asked anybody. I never emailed Lazarus or anybody. Like, we don't even, Lazarus and I had several conflicts. If you don't believe me, ask him that. I don't have to lie. We had a beef, several beefs. But I know he can do better. That's all. I know he can do better, much better. I know that. He don't have to get married. I didn't say he had to, but he can do better. We're not ganging up on you. We've been patient, compassionate. We hope you change, but it got worse, not better. That's the problem. We're not the problem you are. You have more problems than me. I'm a loner, right? I don't usually get along with people. They don't, no, it's not big drama usually, but I don't get along with people. But you are worse than me. I took several weeks off making videos. Why I did that? Self-reflect, work on myself, learn something new, keep my mouth shut. That way I can listen. I like doing that. I enjoy that, you know. Lazarus don't make videos every day. Not every week. Heck, sometimes not for several months. How could he be a grifter? A grifter would make videos on a freaking basis, pal. Like, you don't know how to think. I'm standing up for the truth. Number one, I'm defending him because, you know, you're lying about that guy. I don't like liars like you. You're the liar, not him. He's not lying about people for years on end. We have tolerated your crap. You're garbage. And now you're the victim, right? We are trying to, you know, we're trying to gang up on you? Really? We're not working together. You cronies are working together in email or Discord. We're not even doing that. None of us are, I'm aware of. Incel X, he's new. How come he knows that then? How come? Maybe he was just sitting quietly watching your videos. I have the receipts now, pal. So what are you going to do? Apologize? No. Because they're a narcissist. You are a narcissist. You made a video apparently said women are narcissists. So I started doing research. So I know you're a narcissist. One of my uncles is a narcissist. But he's not even bad as you are. He used flying monkey tactics. I know that now. I realize he's a narcissist. Even he's not like that. I can't criticize him like you. I don't even talk to him. I don't talk about him. Other than I said, you know, I told my aunt, you know, none of the uncles are, you know, teaching me stuff. All they do is beating their wives and getting drunk. I said, this black dude, you know, he's in his 30s. I'm learning from him. Like, they say Asian people are the smartest. No. Maybe the highest, you know, maybe doing well in school, but not a whole lot of wisdom. Not like this dude. I never seen an Asian dude even talk like him. Not even close. I'm not talking about, you know, the religion. I mean, all kinds of things. He learned from me because he's a good listener, even him. We don't always agree. We don't shit on each other. You shit on everybody, pretty much. Unless, you know, unless you agree with them. Nazarists don't hate me. We're not friends. We're not even close. We're not. Still, we can learn from each other. Why am I sticking up for him? Because I'm for the truth. And he's trying to help men. Yeah, has a book, so what? It doesn't cost that much. I don't think he even sold thousands of books. I don't know. I doubt it. I bought the book. Thank you. Because you don't like him, you mentioned the book. I forgot. Okay, I'm going to buy the book. I might buy the book for everybody else. I might actually do that. I might buy several physical books. So I can give to people as a gift or something. Yeah, why not? I could do that. It's not that much money. I could give, you know, several books and give them away. I could donate to the library or something. It could help somebody. No, you, sir, you get donations for what? Comics. That's your solution, comics. Fantasy land. That's your solution? Lazarus went to school, taking psychology and all kinds of stuff. I'm not educated like him. I don't even want to do that. But I'm proud of him for him doing that. I am proud because he's done something with his life. He's a working class man, but he went and learned. He did something positive. But I know he can do better. That's why I had a problem with him. It's not a big problem. We might not like each other, but we respect each other. We learn from each other. All we learn from you, you're a lying piece of shit, like a cockroach. You just come in here, infest the shit on everything. Then you're going to leave, right? Everything's going to fall apart. It's our duty, pal. I'm not part of the MGTOW community, but it's my duty. I'm not sure if he is. It doesn't sound like it. We have a duty because people worked hard to build it. You want to just trash it. Barbarossa built it. Barbarossa and Stardust. You talk about the OG. Well, Stardust's still around. He's still around, pal. You don't have to stay in the community forever. You don't have to. You do your piece, and then you live your life. That's what you're supposed to do. No, instead of building up on what they created or something positive, no, you want to shit on it. You flip-flop. First, you know, you attack, you know, Barbaros on Stardust. And I called you out. Then you backtrack. Now you're shitting on them again. You're flip-flopping like a female, bitch. Seriously? Grow up, dude. You're in your 60s. I'm close to your age, so I can call you out, bitch. I don't have to respect you. I'm in my mid-50s, so you're not much older than me. I'm supposed to respect you in my culture. My uncles don't act like you do. I'm not even aware of anybody acting like you do in my Asian Korean culture, you fucking clown. I'm not going to respect you, you fucking cockroach. You're a cockroach. I'm not going to be nice. I'm not going to be nice like him. He's kind. I am not going to be kind. I'm not going to stand for your shit. What do you shut up for about women then, bitch? What do you stop making videos for a month, bitch? Can you do that? What about 2 or 3 weeks? Can you do that? And self-reflect. Self-reflect. See where you went wrong. I self-reflect. I didn't upload videos. I'm going to do this more often, you know. Once in a while, I'm going to stop making videos for several weeks and self-reflect. See where I've gone wrong. I watch videos from women, men, different ages. Like, I can learn something. Something positive. Like, I haven't learned anything positive from you other than your lying piece of racist, misogynist piece of shit. You're a cockroach. You're worse than a homeless person. Talk about cockroach and I see a cockroach on my friggin' leg. Like, you're a cockroach, seriously. Seriously, like, we are tired of you. Like, just relax. Relax, stop making videos, read your books, do something. Even a feminist is better than you that I've been watching. Do I agree with everything? No. She make better videos than you do. That's how pathetic you guys are. TFM and you started with MGTOW101. He realized he can get men angry to make money, get more views. And you at TFM did the same fucking thing. You're doing the same. You fuckers are doing the same thing. Harming men. Even Zakai just said he had to walk away. Like, because he's hurting. Because when you focus on the negative too much, what's going to happen? You're going to get sick. You're going to have mental health issues, physical health issues, all kinds of issues, bitch. You're going to end up dead if you don't stop. We all know this. Stress is bad for you. You talk about, you know, you're on Rumble, right? I can play your videos on Rumble, bitch, or somebody can. On the mobile, mobile app, people can fucking play your videos there too, bitch. They can. You think you can run away, bitch? We are tired of you. Even Lazarus is fed up with you. Maybe, I don't know if he's, you know, I don't know what he saw, what I saw many years ago. But maybe he's being patient, but even he's tired of you. We're not working together. We had beef, so how can we be working together? We're not emailing each other. We're not on private chat or something like you guys are. You guys are working alone. No, I warned you, there'll be more people coming after you. They'll be calling you out. No, you didn't listen. Now you're the victim. There'll be more people if you don't stop. Unless you stop somehow, they're going to call you up. I didn't ask Intellis to make videos. I don't even know the dude. He's new. How come he... So, like, we're not conspiring to come after you. We know what you're doing. Lazarus is not racist. I never see that evidence. Hardcore Tito, he's a criminal. Look it up. Hardcore Tito. Also known as General Tito. This guy's a criminal. But nobody calls him out. Nobody except one black MGTOW in the past. That's it. And that guy was the one that talked about the God Law channel. But it took me 2 years to find that video. Clown. You're not in prison because of me, you motherfucker. You weak pussy-ass motherfucker. You live with your mommy, it sounds like. Like, oh, you have a little pain. Oh, little poor baby. I only mentioned the pain because I want to let people know I'm still working out. I'm working out, bitch. So they can't have an excuse. What can they excuse? Unless they're disabled. You can't work, right? My health issues are worse than you, bitch. I have more health issues than you. I still work out. So what's your excuse? Now you don't work, so you're good for nothing now. You're worse than we're good for nothing because you're shitting on MGTOW philosophy. You have shit on it. bury the fucking original MGTOW philosophy. You don't even know the founders. I have communicated with the founders when I was on the Nice Guys Forum, bitch. I had talked to them. No, you want to criticize everybody, attack people, lie about people, and then when it's a little bit, little criticism, the truth, then you feel attacked because you don't feel safe because you're so fucking weak. Work on yourself, pal. Grow the fuck up. You're in your 60s. You're supposed to lead us, right, in the right direction. You're going to lead men into the wrong fucking direction, in the fucking ground, bitch. Why do you think Manson died? He's always talking in negative about women. I love the dude, but, you know, he'll, you know, even if you have the medicine, if you talk negative about people continuously, then you're going to self-delete yourself, possibly. He said he admitted he was angry. Yeah, he wasn't angry on camera. I love the dude. You guys don't know how to do research. I mentioned that the keto diet's not going to work for cancer. None of you guys listen. In fact, you kept on supporting the keto diet with him, so he ended up dead. You guys killed the fuck. Like, you killed him. How do I know? Branched amino acids feeds the cancer cells. It's converted to sugar, you dumb fucks. Like, you don't know anything. How do you think the brain cell functions then, you dummies? Carnivore diet, these people, their brain cell functions. You need sugar to your brain to fucking... It needs sugar. Sorry, my friend. Language. Like, I'm fed up. You need sugar for your brain. It's not going to carb or something. Otherwise, possibly your brain won't function properly. That's how it works, stupid. No, you guys don't know how to think. Stardust mentioned it, keto diet, No. Just removing sugar doesn't mean anything. There are plenty of people when, you remove the sugar. Brain cancer, ate meat and vegetables, the person ended up dead, yeah. Meat is probably the worst. It might be worse than sugar. Processed sugar. But processed sugar is bad. There's anti-cancer compounds, in the fruits and vegetables, some of the fruits and vegetables. And there's, spices that can help with fighting cancer. I possibly have brain cancer. I still work out. I'm not saying cry baby. I'm not afraid to die because I don't believe in death. Like, I don't believe I'm going to die. That's it. Brain cancer, you only live up to be 5. Like, I think it's been 4 years. This year will be my 5th year. Technically, I should be dead by now. I'm still alive. I'll live mention because I have work in myself. I don't talk about women in negative light. I don't do that. Regularly, I don't do that. I self-reflect. Stop making videos then, bitch. Stop making videos, you cockroach. Stop. Go and suck on your mom's titties for a fucking few weeks or something. Seriously, for a week. Lazarus only makes the videos, what? At least, at best, once a month. He's not making videos every week, bitch. Sometimes he goes for months not making video. He has went to school, learned psychology, all kinds of things. I'm proud of him. But he can do better. Still can do better. No. You are keeping men down. Not us. We're trying to save men. But you want to lie about us? Or you're a fucking delusional as fuck? No, you're a liar. We know that. We all know that. We've been compassionate and patient with you. But we had enough. Because you got worse. Not better. So we have to squeeze you out. Because you're fucking harming men. Several months ago or something, some MGTOW dude died, motherfucker. They will continue to self-delete themselves because you, people like you, bitch. Seriously, if you're angry and hate women, what do you think's going to happen? There are alcohol abuse, drug abuse, all kinds of things. Even this former pickup artist mentioned that. If you hate women or, if you're doing bad things, if you're doing pickup, sleeping with a whole bunch of women, you're harming people. That will come back to you because you have harmed people, intentionally tricked women into bed. But women are the problem, right, bitch? Why do you think the single mothers are there? Because men are weak, motherfucker. If the men weren't weak, you know, then they wouldn't do that. My father might have been messed up, but he was strong enough. He was man enough, obviously, because my my father was very difficult. But still, my stepmother, you know, loves him. She told me that. She wants to, you know, join him. She loves him. He's long gone. At least he has more balls than you, motherfucker. Seriously. Yeah, my mother, you know, she had too many issues, so she couldn't handle it. My stepmother wasn't, she don't have that kind of issues. I don't think so. He was difficult to deal with, but, you know, at least he had balls. He could solve problems. He had photographic memory. Very intelligent man. Very intelligent. Like, he got a job. He lied, which is not good, but he lied. Like, he's not an airplane mechanic, but he learned as he go. He lied, so he worked on, he learned on the job. But after a year, he could do his job. And his, you know, his, the manager found out, so he had, so the manager asked him, he said, yeah, that he lied. But guess what? He's the best worker. He was the best worker, motherfucker. So they, you know, when he quit, they asked him to come back. They wanted to send him to school for drafting, you know, to learn drafting. They would send him to school, pay him at the same time. Then, you know, once he finished school, they would, you know, they would hire him to do drafting, motherfucker. My father was fucking great. You are a piece of shit. There's nothing I can learn from you. Nothing other than you're a piece of fucking shit. Lying, pick up, racist, misogynist, piece of shit. On top of that, you know, you're a fucking insult. That's not something I made up. You posted on Kimita that, you know, this Latina woman on a dating website wasn't smiling. What, like, why were you there? Why were you there? Because you want to deal with the woman. You can't get one, so you're pissed. That's why you want them dead, just like Yellow Rogers, bitch. Seriously. Grab your fucking balls. Like, I hate to swear. I hate to be mean, but I had enough. I'm standing up for the 2-1, and you're lying about Lazarus. He's trying to help me. We're all trying to do something. We all are. You want to cause problems with multiple people, not just women, not just, you know, not just pickup artists. I mean, multiple people. You project your own insecurities. You were guilty. You called Dark Matter a cuck. Come on. You were a cuck, bitch. That's why you got fucking ruined. That's why your wife fucking left you. Your legal wife. You're a liar in here. That's why your family said you're lying. So you know, your daughter and your ex, right? He admitted that, bitch. We had enough. Shut up then. Shut up. Stop making videos for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or even a I think you should stop making videos for a month. Go and suck at your mother's titties. Or do something positive, dude. Seriously, I think you're sucking on your mom's titties, bitch. Are you sucking on the titties every fucking night? Seriously. I shouldn't be like this. I shouldn't be talking to you like this, but we're tired of your shit. That's why people are calling you out. We are tired of your bad behavior. That's why tonight we don't get along. Like, we don't hate each other. We have beef, several beefs. But guess what? Even we can learn from each other. We respect each other. At least I'm on a level. We don't respect you because you don't have nothing to do. You don't have anything positive to learn from. Nothing. Not even 1%, pal. Nothing. We don't respect you. You can't keep a woman because you don't have balls, bitch. That's clear. Ali House made a video, you know, marriage in a degenerate age. And he has shown proof. You know, men don't have balls because, you know, the sex. You guys were obsessed with sex. You know, you put women on a pedestal, bow down, let her do whatever she wants. This black woman I watch, you know. Long time ago, she said that the black men do whatever she wants. Yeah, because they want sex or they're afraid to lose her. So they will let the woman do what she wants. Is that women's fault? No. No, you're supposed to put her in line. You're supposed to put her in a place or do something. If she don't listen, okay, then you fucking bail. You bail. You don't simp with her. You know, Watch, I'm going to get a woman. Sooner or later, I'm going to get one. She's going to submit. I'm going to have the balls. I'm not going to bend over backwards. I'm not going to say I can't live without sex. I'm not going to. I can go fucking years. I haven't had sex in 24 years this summer, bitch. I haven't. So guess what? I can outdo any woman. If she says she don't want sex, I don't care. As long as she fucking submits, do what I say, cook and clean, and that shit, and that's good enough. If she listens and do what I say, and don't try to fight with me every day, she's not going to. Otherwise, she's going out the door. I don't care. There are the women out there. Sooner or later, if I act right, if I'm masking enough, she's going to listen to me, pal. I know that. Ellie Halls, his wife acts right. She's not being spanked. I'm not going to spank a chick. Domestic discipline, it don't work. This chick is still getting spanked. It's domestic discipline. She's still getting spanked. If that stuff worked, then she wouldn't be getting spanked. I'm not aware. I don't know. This will possibly be Eric Bell and Ellie Hulse would be smacking the West, but I don't think so. Because they have not balls. If you have the upper hand, if you're the leader, if you're not afraid to lose a woman, she's gonna stand in line. You know? That's how I've been learning. Okay. I was a weak bitch 24 years ago. I dealt with an older woman. She was yelling at me. She was yelling at me because I didn't want a relationship. She was yelling. And I tolerated that shit. And I went back. Yeah, I didn't talk to her for a day. And it was sure, it's fine. But she did again. I went back. Why? Because I wanted sex. The bad sex. That's how pathetic it was. It sucked. It wasn't even worth having sex. Still went back. But I had, and I heard her, but she was, you know, separated, and she never wanted to get divorced, so. But after that, I didn't want to do it again. I didn't want to hurt a woman again like that. Because I realized I heard her. I don't want to do, fucking pickup artists, they don't give a fuck. You think pickup artists are fucking saints? Seriously? You think men are saints? No, we're just as bad as women. That's why we're in this mess. If we acted right, we wouldn't be in this mess. Women wouldn't be voting for free shit. We, as men, create these fucking problems, not women. Women used to get fucking stoned, bitch. If they dared to fucking have sex outside of marriage, they were stoned. So how the fuck did that stop you, dumb fucker? Because men wanted to get laid, most likely, right? Because if you stone women, then they wouldn't want to do that. If you want sex, multiple women, or sex before marriage, you can't wait, okay. Then men wouldn't stone them. If you don't do that, guess what? Women won't, they will do what they want. That's why we're in this mess. If you let children, if you don't discipline children, I'm not saying hitting them, but if you don't discipline them, let them do what they want, what do you think is going to happen? Stupid. They're going to get out of control. And they'll turn on you too. They're brainwashed by the government, right? By the schools. They will turn on you because you're weak. Because you don't know what the fuck is going on. Because all you care about is fucking money or whatever. Are you messed up? That's why. In Canada, United States, you know, they'll be snitches. Your own family members will turn on you. Because they're brainwashed. But you have some control over the children. If you're a man enough and you have enough wisdom, then you will fix that shit. In my house, when I get married, there will be no fucking TV allowed, no television, no movies, unless I fucking research it. I watch it first. Nobody's watching it other than my wife. And we're going to have a conversation. But we're not going to watch that shit on a freaking basis. Because these people, they will trick you. They brainwash you. So I had to vet it. No fucking music, unless old music, like classical music or the old school music, you know. Like that. African, you know, if you're black, African old music, stuff like that. In Korean, there's old Korean drum music, all kinds of music. That's, you know, they don't use that. They use the low vibration music, you know, like rock, hip-hop, all this rap. It's all low vibration stuff. That's, you know. They use that kind of music because it's low vibe. It looks like it to me. It's my duty, yeah. It's my duty, bitches. It's my duty to protect my wife, when I get married, the children, my children. I'm not gonna be hating on women, blaming women when I'm married. I'm not gonna point fingers at people constantly, every day, unless I have to put them in their place. I want to teach men. I want to, once I have it figured out, I'm gonna teach other men. Whether I make money teaching men or I have my other, I it doesn't matter how I make the money. At least if I do it honestly. No, you want to falsely accuse the man, Lazarus of a grifter. There's no evidence because he's not uploading. Sometimes he's not even uploading several months, dumb motherfucker. You are. You're uploading every fucking week. Unless you get banned, bitch. Or, no, not banned. You get channel strikes. Then you don't upload. So why don't you stop making videos on your own, bitch? For several weeks. Read a fucking book. I'm not going to respect you anymore. I don't want to make this video. I don't want this black dude to see me talking like this, but I had enough. I respect him, but I don't have a choice anymore. I had enough. Do you think I'm afraid? You're afraid to die. You're afraid to die, coward. I'm more likely have brain cancer. I have arthritis. I had it for over 20 years. He knows I still work it. I'm not lying about it. Because I mentioned my failures. I've done that. Now I need to work out too because I missed yesterday, whatever. So I'm going to continue to work out. I'm going to continue to lose the weight. I'm going to do that. I'm going to get one more. I know that. I had enough of you, seriously. We're gonna squeeze you out because it's our duty. Because, man, woman, myth. He's the first one. He's not white, by the way. So you probably don't like him secretly, right? Man, woman, myth. Barbarossa started it in Ludwig Colton. They worked hard to build this philosophy, and you want to shit on it, destroy it. You want to bury it deep down, and now men are suffering because they don't know the original philosophy. I don't agree with it with the result, don't get married, but it's better than nothing. No, you want to, if you keep on focusing, getting men angry, what thing's gonna happen? If this one of these MGTOW dudes harm a woman, we're all screwed, You don't know how to think. If there was actual evidence, the media and the feminists, they would have a field day. Like I mentioned this shit, but you don't care about men. If you did, you wouldn't do this shit. You and TFM make men angry to make fucking money off them and stroke your own fucking ego because you're fucking losers, right? You can't keep a woman. Or in your case, you can't even get one. TFM said, the woman left him. He can't keep one. Yeah, because he don't have balls. And he's not taking accountable. And he's lying about people. Him too, starting drama, apparently, I heard. I don't watch his videos. At least he's not wishing death on people. I might call him out. I might in the future. Because he's harming men. You guys are harming them, getting them men angry to make money off it. How is Lazarus grifter? He's not bragging about getting rent payments, mortgage payments. He don't make money off MGTOW. He doesn't do that. I don't think so. Not much if he did. Non-profit. Even if he made the nonprofit, how much money does he make a nonprofit from the books? Huh? I don't think he makes thousands. I highly doubt it. You make thousands every month. He doesn't even make that. He has a job, motherfucker. Oh, you're too lazy. Oh, you can't work? Well, then fucking work out then. Do exercise so you can go back to work. No, you don't want to do anything other than bitch and complain. You're complaining about, your arthritis. I only talk about that because I'm exercising. I'm saying, look, nobody can make an excuse unless you're disabled or you can't move at all. I still work out, so how come you can't work out then? My arthritis is worse than yours. I know that because you don't look like you're in pain. You don't look like it. Not your facial expression. Mine does, motherfucker. I don't look happy. I look angry because I'm in so much pain. Everywhere. everywhere. My entire fucking body, still I work out. I'm not complaining about that. This black dude knows that. He knows I still work out. I still work out despite extreme pain. Possibly, you know, very likely have brain cancer. I still work out. I have completely removed the processed sugar, other than maybe the bread. I continue to lose weight. Sometimes it stops. Okay, I just continue. One way or another, I just fast that work. It may take time. It might take longer time, but it doesn't matter. As long as I get to my goal and it doesn't take too long. I take flax seeds, ground flax seeds. I do that. Like, I grind it up. I try THC. I don't know. I just don't like it. For whatever reason, I don't know. Like, my stomach doesn't like it. So, whatever. So, I just consume flax seeds. I just get whole flax seeds, right? And right before I'm going to consume it, I grind it with a grinder. You know, I have a cheap grinder, you know, blade grinder, and just grind it, and then I consume it. I drink plenty of water. And that's help. You know, that's supposed to help with my health. I'm actually doing things, even if it's little, a little bit each day, something, or when, on a freaking basis, I do something towards my health, learning things, and eventually I'm going to get married. I'm sure I'm going to get married. I'm probably, this lady, I'm sure she's listening now because I'm telepathic, but she could also watch my videos, telepathic. Telepathic communication, look it up. She has some money and she's going to... My house is not good enough, so she's going to come up here. I'm sure she'll come up. Eventually, we'll get married. I know that, Paul. I know that. I have the upper hand with her. I know that. I know that for a time. Because she's afraid. She's afraid, I know that because there's feedback, so she's afraid. Like, you know, she don't like it if I want to date somebody else. Oh no, she don't want me to. So she's gonna step in line because she knows that if she don't step in line and do what I say, I'll just go. You know, if she don't follow my boundaries and do, you know, if she don't listen to me and don't do what I say, eventually she knows I'll deal with somebody else because then I'm not afraid to lose her. But I don't. I'm not afraid to lose it. I'm not afraid. So guess what? I have the upper hand. If she don't listen to me, okay. I say she. Oh, she knows. She knows. She knows that I have options. Even if I don't, it don't matter. It don't matter. Eventually, I use a law of attraction to get another woman. She don't like that. There was this Asian woman, old Asian woman, knocking on my door. She thought she lived at my place. I said, "Lady, I've been living here longer than you." She said, 7 years. I said, you're at the wrong place. I mean, like, she lived on the lower floor, but I didn't even know. I asked for her ID because I want to know where she lives so I could guide her somewhere else. But I don't know. She didn't produce ID, so I can't help her. I told her to go to the main office. So she went there. Yeah, this lady, like, she wants to deal with me. Because Paul, she can't fool me. Even if she tried to fool me, she has to fall in line, do what I say. She knows that. If I tell her to cook, she's gonna cook. If I want Korean dish, like Korean pancakes, kimchi pancakes, if I ask for that, I know I get it. How do I know that? Huh? Because I want it. I can solve problems. I'm gonna teach her. She already knows that. She knows she messed up. She knows that. She already messed up. The only person that, there are other people who can fix her problem. I'll show her, but most people, they're not even aware of what's going on. I am. I don't know everything. If I don't know something and she has a problem, okay. She's afraid to talk to me, calling me on the phone. Telepathically, she gives me feedback. You might think I'm crazy. Look at a telepathic communication. People can do that. But she's afraid. She's afraid to talk on the phone. She's afraid of me because she messed up. She's afraid to get close to me because she has problems because, people have betrayed her in the past. So many people, not just one. I'm not even talking about lovers. But so, yeah, I have to be patient. And I got frustrated a few times. I didn't know what's going on. But I figured out, she's afraid. Yeah. She knows she messed up. She see that tsunami, and we did fight in the past and stuff, but I learned and stuff, so, you know. Not even her father knows what's going on. Her father's not looking after her, so, I don't know. I told her, you know, if you don't listen, I can't do anything. I can't help people that don't listen to me, and even my own family members. I'm not going to help them because they don't listen. They just want to either fight me or they want to do exactly what the government says. I'm okay, good luck then. I don't care. Well, my stepmother says she's willing to die. She don't care if she does. Get sick and die. I said, okay, good luck then. I'm not helping her. She don't listen. No, I don't want to be like this. You're a cockroach. I'm not going to call you Mount Blue. I'm going to call you cockroach. We all should call this clown a cockroach. He is like that. He's dirty. He just shits everywhere. Just like a cockroach. Take care.